Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 24th, The Ancient of Days, by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy, Micah 5, verse 2, quote, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days." End quote. Micah wrote this between 735 and 700 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Colossians 1, verses 15 through 19. Quote, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." End quote. Paul wrote this around 60 AD. Bethlehem was a very small and insignificant town in Israel. It was so small that it was not numbered among the clans of Israel, groups of about 1,000 within each tribe. Yet, Bethlehem was the town God chose for a very special role in his kingdom. It was to be the birthplace of the one whose days were from time immemorial, and who would come down from heaven with a special mission. Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, was the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He created all things in heaven and earth. He was worshipped by angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Yet love compelled him to leave heaven, take on human flesh, live among us, and ultimately give his life as an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Through his life, death, and resurrection, he purchased forgiveness and eternal life for everyone who believes in him and trusts him as Savior and Lord. What a glorious spectacle to ponder that, quote, "Though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." End quote. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. He gave his all for us. Can we give any less for him? Quote, "Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." End quote. Charles Wesley. As we await his second advent, may we, in gratitude, follow his example of sacrificial love, humble servanthood, and costly obedience. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your overwhelming love. My heart overflows with gratitude. Help me to follow your example of sacrificial love, humble servanthood, and costly obedience. Amen.